Okay.
Ready to begin?
Yeah, I'm ready to begin. My voice is a little bit shaky today, but hopefully we'll somehow survive. So, Rabotai, in the context of our discussion of last week about the relationship between Nida as Tuma and Nida as Isur Labayla, we mentioned the Zichron Yosef. The Zichron Yosef is of the opinion, based on Tosus at the beginning of Masechta Nida, that the two go together, and that all the regulations that govern Tuma govern Nida Labayla, Isur Labayla. And we mentioned that the Sidri Tara and the Shev Shmaita go ballistic against this approach, and they say that there are two separate dinim. The Shev Shmaita builds his case on a Tosus in Bava Kama. We'll mention that in a minute. But let's go back to the Zichron Yosef. The Zichron Yosef would say that just like we derive from Sota that Safik Tuma Bershus HaYachid, no matter how many Sfeikas there are, it's always going to be Tomei. So too, with regard to a Nida, if you're dealing with what I call Mikanu Lahaba, what do I mean? We're not dealing with the subject of Hillel and Shammai in the Mishnah at the beginning of Nida, which is Lamafreya. You want to know, did she have Tuma? Was she already a Nida 24 hours ago? That for sure we cannot derive from Sota or the Dinim of Tuma. That no Dinim of Tuma have nothing to do with Lamafreya. You know, the question is whether he touched the Sheretz or he didn't touch the Sheretz. That's not Lamafreya. But says the Zichron Yosef, fundamentally, Tosus accepts the principle that we can equate Tuma and Labayla if we're not dealing with Lamafreya. For example, we want to know now, what's her status? She saw Dam, and we don't know if she stopped seeing Dam. And the Zichron Yosef, if you remember, was initially a proponent of the Shita that let's rely on Rove. She, generally speaking, she doesn't see more than a certain number of days. So if you get to day 5, day 6, day 7, whatever it is, I can assume that she's no longer seeing, based on Rove. Says the Zichron Yosef, in an about face, that it's not so. Why? Because if your suffix is whether now she was Poskel Liros, on this particular moment, or was she not Poskel Liros, is there still Dam or is there not still Dam? That's exactly equivalent to Safek Tuma. That's not Nogea, that's not relevant to Lamafreya, that's relevant to Mikanu Lahaba. And in that context, there's no reason why we shouldn't assume that Nida is Tuma. We know that Nida is Tuma. It's a whole parasha of Tuma and Nida. That's why this Masechta is in Taras. And in the case of Safek Bishus HaYachid, then we have to be Metabi Vitoris Vadai, despite all the Roves and all the Sveksvikas. That was the Zichron Yosef. Now, I want to make one point that I didn't clarify last time, and then move on. In the Shia last time, I don't know if it was, maybe it was you, Joel, I don't know, somebody asked me, why is the Safek Tum Bishus HaYachid? So I gave you an intelligent answer, and some do give that answer. But the real answer to your question is because the dam is always inside of our body, and that's called Rosh Hashanah. So it has nothing to do with what I said last time. According to this approach, is she out in the shuk? Is she in the kitchen? You know, is she surrounded by four mechitzos? Although some say that, but the real answer to your question, as we'll soon see, as we go through the sugya, well, Mirtz Hashem, is that every suffix nida is always, by definition, going to be Rosh Hashanah. Okay, but that's for last week. Now for this week, so the Zichron Yosef says that his opinion, his assumption, is a machlokes between the Ravid and the Rush. So today, that's what we want to study. The machlokes between the Ravid and the Rush. So where does the story begin? If you open up to Nida Daf Lamed Gimel Omid Aleph, you'll see the following. This is the fourth parak of Nida, which is called Benos Kusin. Boy Romi Bar Chom at the end of the Omid. Poletes Shichva Zera Mau Shetistar Beziva. And the Rishonim are going to, how do you have such a case where she's poletes shechva zera during Ziva? Some want to suggest that during the Yimei Ziva she had an illegal relationship. She had a tashmish, which was asur. But others say no, that she had tashmish before the Yimei Ziva, but she continues to be poletes shechva zera even into Yimei Ziva. Rashi assumes that she had tashmish even during Yimei HaZiva. Kigon Sheshimsha Bezov Uposka. Now she stops seeing Dam. Let's say she makes Efsek Tara, so she starts counting Zayin Nekiyah. But she's still being Poleta Shechva Zora. And we're going to soon see from the case of Zahav that Shichva Zora is Metame. In other words, a Zahav who had three consecutive Re'ios has to count Zayin Nekiyim to get out of the state of Tumah of a Zahav. And if he sees Shichva Zora, which is otherwise called Keri, that is Soser. Okay, now again I'm saying it deliberately in an obfuscated way, because we're going to have to see exactly what that means. Rashi quotes it here. Hakaimel and the Poletes Tmea Mishum Roehi Visasra. This is the first time in Rami Bar Chama's Safek. Shall we assume that just like in the case of Azav, if he sees Keri, sees that's Metami, and that's Sosa, the Zayin Nekiyim of Zav, so too Poletes Shechva Zera, even though it's not coming directly, or it's not an original from her body, but nevertheless, she also has a kind of a Keri, and that too should be Sosa, her Zayin Nekiyim. Oh, Dilma, now we turn to Amid Beis. This is the second sad in Rami Bar Chama. No gas haisa, velo sasra. This is not considered like Keri. Keri is an original source of tumah, comes from tumah. But here, she has an negia with Keri, but it's not the original Keri, and therefore, that's not going to be sosa hazayin niki. Omar Rava gets very upset at Rami Bar Chama, and he says, "Lufu mechurfa shabeshta." You know, sometimes if you're too sharp, you make a mistake. Nihin ami de sasra. Even if you assume that Poletes Shechva Zera has the power of stira to be soser, kamatistar. How many days would be completely undermined by her Shechva Zera? Tista Shiva? Are you telling me that we have to get rid of all the Zayin Nekiyim? Daya Kiboala. You know, the Keri comes from the Boya, from the Tashmish of the Baal. And what would have been the Keri itself? Tistar Yom Echad V'yachar Titoer. The din is, it's very fascinating, that if a Zav during his Zayin Nikiyim sees Ziva, then he has to start from scratch. But if he only sees Keri, then he's only Soser one day. And the following day, he could continue counting. So he, let's say he counted 3 days, skips a day, and he counts day four on day five, etc., etc. And therefore, the same thing should apply in the case of a polet to shechva zara. I mean, she shouldn't be worse than a keri. You know, mimakum shabbos. So he says the following. The Torah says in Vayikra Tezvo, it says, I'm going to read the whole pasuk. The im tara mizova v'safra la zayin ikiyim zayin yomim shavi yomim v'achar titoe, says Rava, achar titoe rachmana achar lukulon shalotei tumah mafsekes peinayim. Basically Rava objects. He says if you read the pasuk correctly, you'll come to the conclusion that she can't just skip a day. There's got to be Zion, Yemei, Nikiyom, and Nikiyim, and then, and only then, does she become Tahora. Ula Taimech. Rama, what do you, you know, I understand the way you're reading the pasuk, but you're caught in an inner contradiction. Zav Gufa, Hechi Sosa Litarasa. Even in the case of Zav, the Torah requires Shivas Yom V'Achar Titoyer. And yet, if he sees Keri, he only loses one day. And then he picks up where he left off. Elamai Islach L'Meimar. So what are we going to do with this Pasuk? The Pasuk seems to assume that you have to go back and start from the beginning of the Sphira. Islach L'Meimar. Shalote tumas ziva mafsekes beinayim. If she sees or he sees a tumas ziva, then we start from the beginning. But hacha, but here in the case of Keri or the parallel of shechvas zara, shalote tumas ziva mafsekes beinayim, that only a tumas ziva breaks up the Zayin Nikiyim and is so still a mafreya. But if it's a tumas keri or shifas zera, then it's only soser one day. Okay. Now, the Gemara's final conclusion is that if a woman is a poleta shifas zera, then just like the case of keri and azav, that day itself on which he was poletes is not
counted.
It's not counted. It's not all the Zion. It's not Yom Noki. But according to Rabbi Bar Chama, as he argues, fights against Rava, she still continues counting the Zionikim after. So we have two dinim. We have one din of a woman who sees Ziva, she sees Dam during the Zionikim, she's got to start from the beginning. That's called the Re'iyah Ziva. But then you have something called the Poleta Shefas Zara, and she, like the case of a Zav who sees Keri, loses that one day, but she doesn't forfeit the Zionikim. Tosis wants to know, how do we pass in La Locha? Do we accept Brava, or do we accept Rabbi Bar Chama? So Tosis says here on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, on the very last line, Vafilu Rava Dipoli. Even though Rava here argues with Rami Bar Chama, Nira Dechazer Bar. Tosa says he rescinded his original position, Bidalohi Shivo, because he didn't come back and argue against Rami Bar Chama. So since Rami Bar Chama got the last, how you say, last licks, and Rava didn't come back and defend himself, apparently even Rava accepted the position of Rami Bar Chama. Good. So Tosa says we're going to paskin that there's only what? There's only a stira of one day in the case of Polentis. Tosa says this is all very relevant. Bizmanazer halacha lemais. Why is that so? You might ask me, well, if a woman today sees Dam, then let's assume she's a Nida. I don't have to assume that she's a Zova. And if that be the case, then Poleta Shikva Zer is irrelevant, because even if she sees 7 days of straight Dam, she could still make a Hefsik Tara and go to Mikvah. Oh. So Tosis quotes the Sugya Rabbi Zera, which is on, I think it's Samach Dalet, and Rabbi Zera says that Benos Yisrael Achmir Al Atzmam, that Yoshev Yoshvo Zayinikim Afilu Al Tipas Dam Kechar, that every woman today, when she sees Dam, considers herself to be a Zava, and she needs Zayinikim. So Tosis says there's a problem here. Why? Because let's say she had Tashmish before she saw Dam, and immediately after Tashmish she sees Dam, so she's going to be Poletus. If she's going to be Poletus, then she cannot begin counting Zayin Nikim, because every day on which she's Poletus is not Ola Leminyan Zayin. How long, says Tosfos, is Poletus? Tosfos says it could be as long as Vav Onos, which means 3 days. That's based on the Sugi Rabbi Akiva, not in this Masechta. That Shechvat Zara has to be Re'uya Leleid, and only for 3 days does the Zara remain Re'uya Leleid. I mean, today we have other methods of storing, freezing Zara, and we have what's called Hazra Malachutit, artificial insemination. And I think I may have mentioned to you last time that in America there's a whole discussion about whether or not a woman could have Hazra Malachutit, if so the physicians encourage, let's say on the last day of Zayin Nikiyum, and that would make her into a Poletus. And do we assume that if that be the case, she can't count that day as Zayin Nikiyum? Okay, fine. We'll have to see exactly about Hazra Malachutit. But what's Nogel in Yanenu? So again, just to summarize, Tosa says that if she had Tashmish before she sees the Dam, and now even on Tipas Dam Kachal, she has to assume that she's a Nida. Is we have a principle called the Tikkun in Rabbanan, came to Arise the Tikkun. If the Rabbanan were misaking that a woman has to count Zayin Nikiyum even on a Tipas Dam, and she's got to also take into account the halacha of Poleta Shechva Zara. So the earliest time, Tosa says, that she could count begin her counting of Zayin Nikiyum in such a case would be day 4. Right. Day 4, because from the Tashmish past the Re'iya, she's going to be Poleta up to Vav Onos, which is Gimel Yavim, and those days on which she's Poleta, she can't count them as Zayin Nikiyum, so she's going to have to wait until day 4. Okay, we'll see about Bein HaShvashis and all sorts of other things until you get to day 5. The plot grows thicker, but that's what we have from Tosfos.
We assume Vav Onos for Plita, even if she isn't? She's not Poletus for all that time?
Well, it's going to be a low plug kind of thing. You know, okay. We're not going to ask her to take a look and see what's actually she's Poletus or not.
Okay, we just assume.
Fine.
What was the outcome of the Tshuva of the Shiloh in America?
I don't know. We'll get to that probably if you're still around on Yom Chamishi, if you still haven't given up on me. Okay. Belinet. Now, the Rush, before we get to the Raivin, the Rush quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Now, what bothers Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam has a sugya on Daf Chav Beis. I think I have it on Yomar Makomos.
Yes.
what happens on Daf Chof Beis here in Nida? The Gemara is Rav Huna and is a Braisa, quotes the halacha that Shichva Zera is Soser. What does that mean? Lechora, based on Ausig and Lamed Gimel, if you want to call it a stira, which is a little bit of a strange word here, it's not Soser called Zion, like Ziva, like Dam Ziva, but it's Soser Yom Echad. So the Gemara explains over here on Chav Beis like a whole different story than Lamed Gimel. Like, you know, like two sugyas that don't seem to overlap. The Gemara says, you know why Shichva Zera is Soser? Says the Gemara, Lefishi Efshar La L'Shichva Zera Belo Tzuchei Ziva. That any time Zera comes out of the body, let's take the case of a Zav, there's always going to be an admixture of Ziva there. Now, if he has Tashmish with her, then she's got Zera, she's got Shich Poleta, she becomes Poleta Shichva Zora. And again, we're going to apply the principle of the Efshar Le Shichva Zera below Tzichtzuche Ziva. Now again, I'm going to say something, and it's like Dok V'Tishkach. Last year, we studied the laws of Tarovis, if anybody hasn't forgotten that yet. And there we said that there's machlokas between Rav Yehuda Chacham and Min Bimino, whether it's bottom or rov, or a few velaflo bottom. This sugya seems to assume like Rav Yehuda. And Rashi Paskins like Rav Yehuda, not based on this sugya. Because even if there's a tarovis of Ziva together with the Shichva Zora, it's bottom of a rov. So you're going to have to say something like Min Bimino in a bottom of a rov. Okay, anyway, I'm just pointing out here that this sugya on Daf Chav Beis has to be analyzed from the perspective of Hilchas Tarovis. But the Gemara says assume that there's Ziva. Rashi says that Zav Shepasak Behiskil Limno Zayin Yimei Sfivara Keri. He says that Ma Ziva Soseres Tetziv Sofra Lo Vachati Toyer Acher Acher Kula Shalotei Tumam Afsekes Beinen Is Af Shichva Zora Soser Ufishi E F Shaliro Shichva Zora Habo Min Azov Shalobit below tipas tzuchei ziva. So the Gemara asks if that be the case, ima ziva soseres kol zayin is afshich v'zor nami soser kol zayin. Because again, the shichva zora has within it tzuchei ziva. So the Gemara answers that Talmud Lomar and this Xeris HaKosov L'toma Ba Eilucha Ba El Masha Omer Ba. So Seres Yom Echad V'lo Kol Zayin. So the Gemara has a special Yalfusa that in this case, since the Tzachtzuchei Ziva come from the Zav, they don't come from her, so it's only Soser Yom Echad.
Why is it only so Yom Echad when they are likely to assume that she has seven Sheish Onos? So that's 3 days. So why is it only so Yom Echad?
First of all, let's ask an earlier question. I think I'll answer your question. What's the case over here?
Well, you know, sometimes that she had. I'm assuming that she had intercourse just before she became. That's not the case.
No, that's not the case. The case is, says Rabbeinu Tam, that she was meshamish with a Zav.
She was meshamish with a Zav.
Because again, what's the Gemara saying over here? If a Zav sees Keri, he efshar shelo yeh shifazar b'murav b'tzuchei ziva. So together with his zera, he's also got ziva. Says Rabbeinu Tam, she doesn't have tzuchei ziva if she's polenta. Says Rabbeinu Tam, yes, she does. Why? Because she had tashmish with the zav. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, there are two different sugyas. The sugya on daf lamed gimel that we started with is talking about a woman who has tashmish and then she's polenta during Zayin Nikiyin. And Tosa says that she can't count those days that she's poletis. But that has nothing to do with Tzuchei Ziva. Tzuchei Ziva is the sugya of Beis in a case where she had tashmish with a zav. And basically she now is poletis, not just Zera, but also Tzuchei Ziva. There's some admixture of ziva, right? Ziva is some sort of a pathological discharge, right? So that discharge is mixed in with the zera. The zera is normal, and the ziva is something that's abnormal. And that ziva has the power of being sosa because it's metabolic, like Re'iyah Zah. In any event, keep this in mind as we go through the rush. The rush is not happy with this Rabbeinu Tam because Rabbeinu Tam comes to the conclusion that the whole sugya poleta shechazera on daf lamed gimel only applies in that very one unique case where she has tashmish amita with a zav, and that's where the Gemara comes to the conclusion that shechva zera that she sees, even though you logically you would suggest that it should be sosa all shivas yemanikiyu, like the case of a zav who sees ziva because you're worried about ziva and the mixture of ziva together with the zera, the Gemara says zera sakasuv that it's only sosa one day. So Rabbeinu Tam takes this Gemara daf chav beis and he superimposes it on the sugya daf lamed gimel, and basically according to Rabbeinu Tam this whole discussion about poleta shechva zera is completely irrelevant. I wouldn't say totally irrelevant, but the next time that a zav has tashmish with a zava, you know, we can talk about poleta shechva zera, says Rabbeinu Tam. Alright, anyway, the Rosh has kama v'kama rayas against Rabbeinu Tam, and basically the sugya daf lamed gimel stands, and it's all halacha, and both Tosfos and the Rosh therefore insist that the woman who has tashmish and then sees Tam can only start counting Zayin Nikiyin 3 days later, otherwise she's a poleta shechva zara. Forget about tzuchei ziva. It has nothing to do with tzuchei ziva. It's just Keri is soser yom echad. Now we come to the punchline. So the Rosh quotes a tshuva from the Ravid, and the Ravid says that poleta shechva zara, the suyon lamed gimel, is only relevant for tumah v'tara. If she wants to go into the Beis HaMikdash, or if she wants the Taras. Avol Baila, Shechva Zera Eino Soseres. If you have the Rosh that I gave out last time, it's on the bottom right, 4 lines up from the bottom. Arrived Al Kosa B'Tshuva, Shalo Amru Polete Shechva Zora, Shesoseres. Meaning Soseres Yom Echad, Ela Litaros Bilvat, Aval Abayla Eina Soseres. Wow.
So what is the pasuk from Kabbalah? We call it Tyre Mi'ar Sinai, the Shloshes Yom.
Well, that's a din of Hagbol. I don't know if it's have anything to do with us.
Well, if it doesn't have to do anything with Tara, because she didn't touch anything, there was nothing.
I don't know. Maybe it has something to do with Har Sinai. I don't know. That's what I would suggest. Yeah, but let's just see if we can. And let's just see if we hold on to your question. Let's see if we can get by this right. So before we see the Ravid's proof of this, let's just think about it in Lomdisha terms. The Ravid is setting up a clear-cut distinction between two dimensions of Tumah. There's one din of Tumah Labaila, another din of Tumah Lataras. And then Afkamina says the Ravid is going to be Polet to Shechvat Zara. That which the Sugya assumes that Polet Shechvat Zara is so Ser Yom Echad, that's only as far as Taras is concerned. It comes out according to the Ravid. We'll soon see the Madani Yontif, he's going to rewrite the text here, the Ravid, for us. But according to the Pashtus and the Ravid, it comes out that this woman who is Polet Shechvat Zara is going to have to count day 8 before she can bring her karma, before she can enter into the Migdash, before she can ikonshim. But she can already go home to her husband at the end of day 7 after she's tovel spimik. They're too deep. The Rosh is not going to tolerate this Ravid. What was the Ravid's proof? He says the following. There's a sugyan daf lamed zayin. So let's open up the daf lamed zayin. This is a sugya that combines the whole Masech the Nida here all together into one. On Daf Lamed Zayin, Amid Aleph, Boy Rava, it's about 5 lines down from the top. Koshi Mao Shetistar Beziva. A woman who's pregnant before she gives birth. There's already dam coming out. Again, after she gives birth, that's 2 months later. Yeah. Oh, that reminds me of the Tosfos Bava Kama, I forgot to mention. Okay, fine. But let's not get too off on a tangent. So, this is dam machmas koshi because of the difficulty of her giving birth. And what's the status of dam machmas koshi? Mao shetistar beziva. Let's say that she's counting zayinikiyim. And she sees dam machmas koshi. Is that dam going to be soser her zayiniki?
This is before Leda.
Before Leda.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says, "Dovra mitami soser, v'hai nami mitami." Anything that's mitami should be soser the zayiniki, and dam machmas koshi is mitamiyah. O Dilma, Dora Gorim Soser, Vahai Lav Dora Gorim. Stop, a new concept in Dora Gorim. What's Dora Gorim? So Rashi says, Dora Gorim Lide Ziva. What would be if a woman would see Dam Machmas Koshi on 3 consecutive days before she finally gives birth? Let's say.
Could she be a Zava at that time?
Oh, she can't? Oh, you want to know how? Could she be a Zava?
Mitzvah, yeah. How can you have Dom Koshi if she's pregnant? She's not seeing Dom at all.
I guess she saw Dom. She's usually not seeing Dom, but maybe she saw Dom.
Yeah, but why
I don't know if she can't see Dom.
Why don't they say it's Machmas Maka or something about it? Because it's not
I don't know. So Beli Neder, you know, I'm not learning Daf Lamed Zayin. I just want to get the Ravid's proof. What did the Ravid see in Daf Lamed Zayin? The Ravid saw something called Dovra Gori. What's Dovra Gori? What kind of Re'ia has the power to be so Zayin Nikim? It's got to be a Dovra Gori. Rashi says, Gorim Lidei Ziva, Imras HaSholosh. If she sees 3, she becomes a Zova. Vahai. But this dam, which is called Machmas Koshi, Lav Gorim, Delo Asya Ba Lidei Ziva. Now,
because
the Gemara has its side. We'll see how the Gemara derives this. And since the law is that dar machmas koshin could never bring ziva, then therefore in the halachas of zava it's not a dam, and therefore it's not soser zaynikir. But that's a little bit strange, because what are we going to do with the case of keri? We know that keri, in the case of a zav, not a zova, but a zav, is going to be soser, even though if he sees keri for 3 days consecutively, he doesn't become a zav. So Rashi says, v'kashalacha, if you'll ask, v'are keri she'eino goreim, cannot make him into a zav, even if he sees 3 days of keri. Kirikaimalon, and yet for soser, Hahilav stiri, the chad yomahu the soser, v'chika boy rava listar akol. So we'll come back to this Rashi in just a minute, because based on this Rashi, the Rosh is going to reject the raya of the Rife. But let's understand the Rife. What does the Rife see in this Gemara on Daf Lamed Zayin? Gabi Koshi, Dovra Gorim Soser, Visheino Gorim, Eno Soser, Upoletes, Eno Goremis Tuma Labaila, is Eno Soseris Labaila. He says the following: if you need a Dovra Gorim to upset the Mea Ziva, and that's what the Gemara says about Damakoshi, that Damakoshi cannot upset Dam Ziva, Yimei Ziva, because it's not a Dovra Gorem. I'm talking about the case of what? Of Damakoshi. Says the Raifin, Hu Adin Poleta Shechva Zara. If a woman is Poleta Shechva Zara for 3 days consecutively, she doesn't become a Zava. So Poletis is never, does not have the power to make her into a Zava. It's not a Dovra Gorem. And the Gemara assumes that what undermines Zayin Nikim, only a Dovra Gorem, says the Raifid, Dam Machmas Koshi has the same status as Poletes. Poletes has the same status as Dam Machmas Koshi. In both cases, there's no Stira. Why is there no Stira? Because it's not a Dovra Gorem. If she had seen 3 days of Dam Machmas Koshi, she would not become a Zola. If she's Poleta Shechva Zor for 3 days, she does not become a Zola. So it's not a Dovra Gorim. If it's not a Dovra Gorim, it's not Soser. That's what the Raivu derived from this Sugya on Daf Lamed Zayin. Now, the Raivu knows very well that Poleta Shechva Zora, as we saw in Daf Lamed Gimel, has the same status as Keri, and it is Metamiha. So what does he mean that it's not Metamiha? What does the Raivid mean when he says that Poletes Eino Goremis Tuma? That's not true. That's a blooper. It is Goremis Tuma. The answer is that the Raivid knows very well that it's Goremis Tuma for that one day, but only as far as Tuma LeMikdash is concerned. But as far as Tuma LeBaila is concerned, if it's not a Dovra Gorem, then it's not Metamiha LeBaila. Oh. The Rosh is going to disagree. Says the Rosh, Dvarav Tmui, Hech Tistar LeChatzayim. How can you tell me that Poleta Shechva Zara is so sad that one day, like the case of Keri and Zav, but only as far as Tuma LeMikdash, but as far as Levail, it's not so set. Is Tuma LeChatzayim? In other words, what is the Rosh assuming about Tuma LeBaila? It's the same entity as Tuma LeMikdash. The Rosh can't understand how you could split the two. Says the Zichron Yosef that whether or not the dinim of Tuma LeBaila depend upon the dinim of Tuma LeMikdash is machlokas between the Raivid and the Rosh. the Rosh agrees to what the Zichron Yosef's position is, namely that it's all one entity. If something is metamia lebigdash, so facto it's metamia lebaila, whereas the Ravid holds no, two different dinim. There's something called tumah lebigdash for taros, and there's another entity called tumah lebaila, and they're not always equal.
You mentioned the Node of Yehuda last time, but I've forgotten exactly what he said. The case there can be applied to this as well, but I don't remember what it was.
Node of Yehuda spoke about the case of a nevela, and if, let's say, have a suffix in Tumas Nevela, then if it's Rishus Arabim, you can be made kill, but you can't eat the nevela, you know.
But you have two dinim by nevela.
Right, dinim Tumah and dinim Israchil.
Okay, so... And so we have the same thing here. They're two different separate dinim.
Correct. And that's
so
the position.
Which supports the Ravid.
Oh, excellent. So the Ravid is a great proof for one school of thought. That school of thought, we're going to call it the Shev Shmaitita and the Sidrei Tara. And if you remember of Shimon Shkop, they all maintain that there are two different aspects to Nida. One is Nida B'Taras Tumah, and the other is neither Labaila as an Isur. But that Isur Labaila is governed by the laws of Isur. Just like in the Vela you have two dinim, the Node of Yehuda, so too in Nida you have two dinim. The Ravid is a great support for that school of thought. The Ravid wants to say that what's the status of Poletes? Enochinami, it's going to be Sosa Yomecha, just like Keri and Zav, but only as far as Tumah Lebigdash. Labaila, it's not Sosa at all. Which means, halacha lemaisa, according to the Ravid, that this whole business that a woman has to wait 3 days until she starts counting Zayin Nikiyah because she had Das V'Shamita before the Re'iyah is absolutely not true. It's going to be true. Mirtz Hashem, she bought a base on Mikdash. If she wants the Taras or going to the Mikdash, then she has to worry about being Boletus for 3 days, and she cannot count those 3 days as part of Zayin Nikiyah. But it has no bearing on what? On Labaila, that's the Ravid sheet. Now, I mentioned to you that there's a super commentary of one of the Achronim on the Rosh. It's called the Madani Yontif. So if you take a look at the Madani Yontif, I'm trying to figure out, I think it's number Vav, let's see if I'm right.
Sorry?
You're number Vav.
Yeah.
All right, I don't have to read it together with you. You'll read on your own, but let me just summarize it. The Madani Yontif says the following. Even the Ravid is going to agree that ain't Tumah L'Chatzayim. What do I mean? The Ravid is going to agree that if you have a woman that was Osekis Pitaros and she was Poleta Shefazora and she has to count Zayin Nikiyim, that since she's going to have to be Sosa 1 day and delay her Zayin Nikiyah and push it off by 1 day, then Memeil Labaila, she's also going to have to wait another day. But if she's not Osekis Pitara, Pitaros, then she's Muteris Labaila. Basically, what the Madani Yontif wants to say is that he thinks he can solve the problem of the Rosh of Tumah L'Chatzayim with a Din D'Rabbanan. That we're going to say that mitoch, that, you know, you remember we had sugyas at the beginning of the Masechta that she has to make a bedika l'taro, she has to make a bedika l'baila as well. You remember those sugyas? Here too, says about Dani Yontif, since that re'iyah is sosa yomecha l'taros, she's not going to count two different countings and say, well, it's day 7, it's day 8, you know, drive herself crazy. No. Once she has to count another day for taros, is mevela, she's going to have to count another day for baila. So the Rosh, you know, lashtik, you know, we could tell the Rosh to be quiet here because it's not a problem of Tumah L'Chatzayim. If she's not Osekis B'taros, then the Ravid says there's no mitoch, there's no migu over here, and in a chinami, poletus is irrelevant. Because she's not Osekis Pitara, she's not going to the Beis HaMikdash. But that means only one thing, that the Raavad is going to agree to the Rosh Midrabbanan that we have to be Choshesh in the case where she's on Sekhus Mitaris to make sure that she holds Kav, that just like she's counting an extra day L'Tumah V'Tahara, she should count an extra day L'Bayit. That's all it means.
It's sort of a lot of low plume.
It's a kind of a way of undermining the Rosh's, you know, screaming, he's in the bleachers of the Rosh, and he's like, but Tumul Chatzai, and you can tell you, for this, she counts another day. We're not going to confuse her. We're going to tell her, you have to count another day, and Fara Tegamais. But that's all the Rabbana. On a Doraisa level, Poleta Shechva Zera, according to the Rav, it has no impact on Tumul Abayla, on Isul Abayla. So what does the Rosh do with the raya of the raya? He says, "Bialbaya de koshi." What about the boilahu on daf lamid zayin of koshi of dam koshi? Boy rava koshi mau shetistar. And the Gemara's conclusion is that a dovar agoreim is so sad, but a dovar shena goreim is not so sick. He says, Pirush Rashi says it very well. Vikeri, afal pisheino goreim ziva. If a zav sees 3 days of keri or 3 rias of keri on 1 day, whatever the case is, he's not so sir zayin yomim. But nevertheless, goreim miyotumus yom echad. There is such a thing as being goreim tumah for 1 day. Rava's original suffix was whether or not dal machmas koshi is soser all 7 days, and his conclusion is that you can only be soser all 7 days if you have a dovra goreim. There's no tumah, no possibility of tumah zayin yomim in dal machmas koshi. The Gemara has psukim for that. But as far as the dovra goreim tumas yom echad, say no chinami, that's going to be soser yom echad. So you have two categories. You have something that's soser kol zayin, but that's only if it's a dovra goreim, which means if you would have seen that riya 3 times, you would become a full-fledged zava, then it's soser all zayin yomim. And that's going to be the classical case of riya's dam. Then you have another category of something which is not riya's dam. It's not zav or zava. It's not going to generate any status of a zav or a zava. In that sense, it's not a goreim of full-fledged zava. But it is a goreim of tumas yom echad. And if it's a goreim of tumas yom echad, then it is called a dovra goreim. In other words, according to the Rosh, I'm sorry, I can't project my voice, you have to give me a few minutes. The Rosh is saying that dovra goreim is relative. If you're dealing with a stira of all zayin yomim, then you want to know, can this re'ia generate a tum of zayin yomim? If not, it's not a dovra goreim. That's only relative to zayin yomim. If you're talking about yom echad of tumah, then you don't have to ask yourself the question, would there be a full-fledged zava? You could have something which is a dovra goreim of tumah of yom echad. And if it's dovra goreim of tumah of yom echad, then yachinami would be soser yom echad. It's not soser kol zayin, but it's soser yom echad. And therefore, keri, in the case of a zav, afal pishen goreim ziva, it would never, even if he saw 3 of them, would cause him to be a zav for 7 days. But nevertheless, goreim via tumas yom echad. Hilka, soser yom echad. Stira is always going to be a reflection of the tumah itself. And therefore, if we apply this to Poleta Shechva Zara, which the Gemara Lamed Gimel equates with Keri, because after all that's what she's being Poletas, then that Shechva Zara has the power to be Matamiya for 1 day. If it has the power to be Matamiya for 1 day, is Memela, it's Soser 1 day. So what does the Rabbi mean that it's not Soser? But you see, this Rosh is a little bit unfair because he's not really dealing with the Raavad. Right. The Raavad is saying that in the case of Keri, all you have is Tumah. That's what Keri is all about. Correct? Right. There's no din of hetel or vayel or anything like that. So Mimela, there's something called a Tumas Yom Echad, which is Keri, and therefore it's Sosa Yom Echad. Because that day is not a day of Naki, because he saw something, a plate, yes, he saw Ria's Zah, Keri, excuse me, and that Keri is enough to be Metamian for one day. It's Mimela, it's a Dovra Gorm one day, and you can't count that as Yom Naki. But the rush is incorrect. Lachor, when he makes the next jump to the case of Poletes. In the case of Poletes, the Raivan wants to know, is it a Goreg Tuma Labaila? And the Raivan's position is that it's not a Goreg Tuma Labaila. So what are you going to tell me? That Poletes, like Keri, is a Goreg Tuma Yom Echad, and therefore it should be Sosa Yom Echad. It's not a Goreg Tuma Yom Echad. It's a Goreg Tuma Yom Echad, a Tuma Vitara. Lemigdash and Achidami, it's going to be Sosa Lemigdash one day, but that has nothing to do with becoming a Dovra Goreim L'Tumah L'Baila. As far as Baila is concerned, Shechva Zor is not a Dovra HaGoreim.
It doesn't make any sense. Why would he answer something like that? He understood that very well too. He's asking the kasha is a good kasha, and the terrace is not. It just doesn't even take into account the kasha. It just says, "Well, it goes its own."
No. He's saying like this. He's saying that the Rav is misleading us. That's what the Rosh is accusing the Rav. Why? Because the Rav took this concept, the Dovra Goreim, and he applied it where it's inapplicable. Because we know that a Shechva Zera cannot be Goreim Ziva, so if he says, "Well, it's not also a Baila." That says the Rush, that's not a fair equation. Why? Because there is such a thing, as Rashi points out very beautifully on Daf Lamed and Zayin, there's something called a Tumas Yom Echad. And if it's Tumas Yom Echad, then we don't say, well, it's not a Dovra Goreim. It is a Dovra Goreim. It's a Dovra Goreim, Lagabe Stiras Yom Echad. Whatever is Tomei is Soser. So what's the right of proving from Daf Lamed and Zayin? And he's going to say that Shechva Zora is not a Dovra Goreim because it can never create Ziva. Of course it can't create Ziva. But the Rosh is saying it creates Tuma. And if it creates Tuma, then it should be Sosa Yom Echad. Exactly the way Keri is Sosa Yom Echad. So he's just pointing out that although the Rosh's logic is very powerful, but he's missing one point. And that's why I think the Rabbi is saying that you're right. It's a Dovra Goreim L'inyan Tuma. As far as Tuma is concerned, she has to delay her Hatara, her Tefillah, for another day. Because she has another day of Tumah. And that's why it's Sosa Yom Echad. But what does that have to do with Labaila? As far as Labaila is concerned, it's not a Dover. It's not a Dover Angora. But now, Rav, so we get to the punchline. The Ravid has, L'chora, a Raya Gemura Umenatzachas, that he's right. And the Rosh is going to have to slug up this Raya. What's his raya? Let's take a look on the Psalm of Zion. As I told you, you got to know the whole Masechta to know anything. So the Gemara here on the Psalm of Zion Omid Beis quotes a brisa of Rav Shimon Bisanya Rav Shimon Omer Achitachitaita Shlote Tumah Psechus Rav Shimon Omer. What's Acher Maisa Titar? Says Rashi. Sofra Miktas Hayom Shel Zayin Titar Al Yedei Tefila. On the seventh day of Zayin Akiyim, in the morning, she counts it as Yom Zayin, Miktas Hayom Kikulo, and then she goes to Mikvah. Meaning she's Muteris Labaila. The Gemara says, Aval Omru Chachomim Asur. Chachom say you're not allowed to do that. She cannot go to Mikvah and then have relations with her husband. Why not? Only with Rabbanon. Shema Tovo Lidei Sofek. Says Rashi, Lidei Sofek. Shema Tishamesh Bo Bayom. We're going to let her go to Mikvah on the seventh day, and then she assumes she's going to have Tashmit. Vitir miyad miachar tash, and she'll see dam immediately after tash. So normally, who cares if a woman sees dam after tash? The nimsa soteres kol shel fanel. If she sees dam after tashmish, the dam l'mafreya is soser kol zayin, and b'meila he was baleh. They had relations during aziva.
We're talking about Tuma's kachin.
We're not talking about Kuvit kachin. We're talking about whether she's muteres l'mayla. If after her tashmish on yom zayin she sees dam, then we're in deep trouble. Because her ears down is so sekol zayin, so it means that her tefillah is completely tefillah psula, and her tashmish is a tashmish pieces of gedola. So therefore, the chachamim. One second. I'm sorry. The chachamim prohibit this whole thing. Let's be raisa. We're not worried. Let's be raisa. She counts yom zayin. She goes to mikvah, and she can have tashmish with her husband. No problem. What's the problem? Problem is that maybe after she comes back, after Tashmish, she looks and she finds Dam. That Dam is Soser Kol Zayin. So the Rabbanim made example. And they said, we're not going to allow this. Even though the Torah allowed it, we're going to worry that maybe she'll see Dam. What's the right word? What do you say?
Torah doesn't say
what she worried about. She counted Zayin and Kiyum, and that's it. We don't have to be choshish that she'll see Dam. The Rabbanu were afraid she'll see Dam. What's the Rabbi going to ask now? What's the obvious kasha?
About what?
Forget about the Chachamim. Forget about the Gzeres Chachamim. Should be another reason why she can't pull the shtick. I'll give you a hint. It starts with a pay. We've been talking a lot about it today. Poletus. She'll be a Poletus Shechazara. And if she's Poletus Shechazara, is not she so sad one day? If she's so sad one day, she doesn't get to Zion the Kiyum until the next day. She has to wait till day 8. Mostly day 8. Sok the Raivin. What do we take out of this? You see clearly that Poletus Shechazara is only a dinim to a Vatara. Has nothing to do with Levaila. This is going to be a gigantic cash on the rush. Because why do you have to introduce the Chachamim? Forget about the Chachamim. She's Polet the Shechva Zara. So the rush, and with this, we'll try to wrap it up. You know, and hopefully I'll feel a little better on Thursday. Sorry. So the rush says, a gevaldig chiddush, in order to explain this halach, says the rush. Says, just let me read to you. I have a secret in the rush. He says the following: Dafka dam. The only reason the chachamim are nervous here is because she'll see dam. Maybe she'll see dam. She soser kol aminya, because then it's soser all zayinikim. Vadina zeh chal ad sof ha yom ha'achr. Right? We have to worry until the very tippy end of the seventh day. Because if she sees 1 second before Shkia Riyas Dam, forget about all Zion. So to call Zion. He says, however, he says, Avo Poletes, Sherak Soser Yom Echad, Poletes is only Soser one day. So what difference does it make? If it's also one day, they had Be'ilah during a Yimei Ziva, and the tefillah is meaningless, says the Rosh. Came on the Sofra Miktas Hayom HaAchron, since she counted part of the day of the seventh day, Shuv Eina Soseres. There's no din of Stira in Shechva Zara. The din of Stira in Shechva Zara only applies during the first 6 days of Zayin Nikiyah, but not on the seventh day. Why? Because on the seventh day, before she had Tashmish, she counted an hour, whatever it might be, is Miktsah Yom Kikulo, is the Yom Zayin is already Olel Minyan Zayin, because she had already a Miktsah Yom Kikulo. And Faket, that's the reason why she goes to Mikvah, correct?
Right. She's going to Mikvah in the middle of the day?
In the middle of the day, she's going to Mikvah. Right? She's going to Mikvah. Actually, let's say sunrise was at 7 a.m., you know, so she counts an hour, and at 8 a.m., she's the first woman in the mikvah. I mean, we have all sorts of different dinim about them, whatever, but on a deraisa level, that's what's going on. But she's full at this, says the Rosh, it doesn't matter. She's already counted that day as a Yom Naki. When is the din of stira? Again, this, we're going to have to work very hard to understand the law. When is the din of riyas down? That's so Sarah's called Zion. So the mitzvah yom kikulo is not relevant because mitzvah yom kikulo is only relevant to the counting of yom Zion. But down, if she has a riyah, has the power to be so sekol Zion yom. That's what the chacham are worried about. That maybe after tashmish she'll see down. But you're telling me she's poletis. Poletis is only so so one day. And that day itself was already a Yom Naki by virtue of Allah of Mitzvah Sayom Kikula. Ishuvein and Soseres, the Ikar Stiras, Shikva Zora, Hudafka, Niyom, Delo Mikri Naki. But once we activated the principle of Mitzvah Sayom Kikula, is that day is already Yom Naki. And this is the Rosh, and he says, "V'kein kasav Rabbeinu Yonah." So we have Rabbeinu Yonah the Rosh against the Rav. Now you may see on the Maror Makomos page that I asked you to look in the Rosh in Torah Sabayis. So Bali Neder, I don't know. It's a very odd situation here that we're learning Neder, and we don't have a Torah Sabayis. I have a copy, but I don't know where it went. You know. It's either in Canada, or it's in New York, or it's here in Jerusalem. And if it's in Jerusalem, I can give you about 15 different possibilities where it might be. So the kids are in a very so-so. Usually, when I need to get access to Torah Sabbath, I have Bar Ilan. So I printed out from Bar Ilan. But I was so busy preparing my 9 o'clock shiur that I didn't have time to print this out from Bar Ilan. And I come to the yeshiva and I say, please, can I borrow your Torah Sabbath? They look at me like I'm nuts. There is no Torah Sabbath here. Okay, but the Rosh ben Doras Abayis quotes the same answer from Rabbeinu Yonah, and he says, "V'kasha yesh la'ayin." He says, "If Mitzvah Hayom Kikulo completes the Zayinikim, is in Kain Dam Nami? Even if she sees Dam, it shouldn't be so, because she's already completed a Zayinikim. So if we're going to say that there is a sphere of a Sofra." Through the mechanics of Mitzvah Hayom Kikulo, is my du adam sose el al karchach to rak din sfira leinyan sheyicholah litoyer. The din of Mitzvah Hayom Kikulo only allows her to go into mikvah. Avolo ligmar ayom. It doesn't mean that the day is completely over. Nigmar Hayom. As if to say, I mean, you really have to get into a lot of deep, profound lumness here on what Mitzvah Yom Kikulo is. But suffice it to say that the Rashba doesn't understand Rabbeinu Yonah. He says, how can you say Mitzvah Yom Kikulo is going to help you as if the entire day is passed? If that's
there's no Tashmish.
No, I'm saying in general, forget about Tashmish for a moment. Let's just focus on Mitzvah Yom Kikulo. Are you going to tell me that Mitzvah Yom Kikulo means she's already completed the Zayin Nikir? Get ended? I mean, she's still in the middle or in the early part of the seventh day.
We say that.
Maybe by Avelis we say it. I mean, you have to know the Dinam and the Zeris and Avelis. I mean, you have Mikta Yom Kikulo. You have to research it. But he's saying that if you're going to tell me Mikta Yom Kikulo means that the entire day is past and it's a Yom Naki, so who cares if she sees Dam? The Chacham will worry that she'll see Dam. The answer is that Mitzvah Yom Kikulo is a special din that allows her to jump into the mikvah to be mitayer herself, but she's still holding in the Yom Zion. That's why Riyas Dam is so sad. So if Riyas Dam is so sad Zion Yom, then Poleta Shechva Zera is so sad Yom Echad. So he says that you're going to have to reinterpret Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh. And what do they mean? He says, "Achiluku." This is more or less a quote of the Rashba. Diriyas dam hagoremes ziva. Right, again, if she sees dam, that dam itself could be ziva. It's not just that because she sees dam, well, that's not called the omnaki. Ela isha zu nefeches leo zava utzricha od zayin nekim chadoshim. V'ad sof hayom yechol eshuv leos zava. If you want to make her into a zava, then Ariya's dam has the power to make her into a zava, because that's what a zava is. A zava is a woman who sees dam during Zayin Nikim. Well, I mean, actually, first she saw it before the Zayin Nikim, but if she sees dam during the Zayin Nikim, she's a zava. That's what Ariya's dam is going to do. Mashenke poletes, eina go remez ziva. She doesn't become a zava because of shifa zora. It's only a lack of, or the absence of, counting the days in Yom Noki. There's no steer of that day.
It's back to the
Hungarian.
That dam doesn't make her a zava. She is a zava. She's still a zava, and the zava is not complete until she finishes the yeshiva nekiyim.
Right, but the Rashi's point is that you can't compare dam, Ariya's dam, to
poletz.
He says poletz is a problem of is it yom noki, is it not yom noki? But there's no potential.
Yeah, but that basically
there's not even a potential. I mean, the rabbi's point, yeah, that she's already a zova. Yeah, that's true. But how does she become a zova? Through Ariya's dam. If she has another Ariya's dam, she's still a zova.
She's still a zava.
Right, she's still a zava.
She remains a zava.
But what's inherent in that Ariya's dam is ziva. It's not just dam. It's not just, you know, well, it's not a yom noki. For example, let's take the case of dam machmas koshi. There too, even if she would see dam for three consecutive days, it's not going ziva. Even though you and I might say, well, biologically it looks like the same dam, but the Torah said, no. Xeris HaKosev, it's not Gorim Ziva. Nor Vos, he can't count that day as the Yom Noki, but it's not inherently Ziva. It doesn't make her into a Zoma. It doesn't even continue a state as a Zoma. So what is the Rosh of Ben Yon insisting? That if she goes to Mikvah on Yom Zayin in the morning, after she counted an hour, then what we're saying is that day through Mitzah Yom Kikul is Yom Noki, but it doesn't mean that she can't be a Zava. We're not saying that because Mitzah Yom Kikul she can't be a Zava. If she has Ziva during that period of time, during that Zayin Nikim, then it means she was a Zava, she remains a Zava, and she'll always be a Zava. I don't mean that literally, but she remains a Zava. So again, let's listen to the language of the Rashba to try to understand the logic here of the Rosh of Ben Yonah. Hachiluku, Dereias Dam Goremes Ziva. The Ainze Chisoron, Ainze Rak Chisoron, Biyom Noki. It's not just that it's not a Yom Noki, it's a lot worse than that. Ela Isha Zu, he's Zava. Right? She retains her status as Zava because she's still seeing Dam during the Dime Ziva. Utsricha Od, Zayin, Nikiyim Acherim. I'm sorry, Chadoshim. The Ad Sofayom Yechola Leo Zava, and she'll need Zayin Nikir. Ashenke Poletes Einako Remez Ziva. Poletes Shechazar has nothing to do with Ziva. Ela what? It's a separate div that there's some things, you know, that come out of our body that make it into anything but a Yom Noki. Oh, Lachain. What's the din of Mitzah Yom Kikulov? Kishe Sofra Mitzayom Havi Yom Noki V'lo Choser Sayom B'tok Shiva. She's not lacking that day anymore for this to complete the counting of 7 days. V'shuvena Pleita Soteres Es Hayom.
How is that different from the Ravid? That's what the Ravid would say.
Oh, so what is the Ravid? The Ravid actually brings a Ravid in that. Apparently he doesn't hold like this. He holds that Stira, as far as Hayomim, is the same Geder, whether it's the case of what? Shegeder Stira Liyomei, for one day, who osad darshal stira shekol and minyan. In other words, the Ravid says, let's analyze the halach of stira. There's halach of stira of Zayin Yomim, in the case of Riyas Tam. Then there's halach of stira of Poletes for Yom Echa. They're both the same. Ela what? The Torah says that sometimes the stira is all seven days. Sometimes the stira is only Yom Echa. And he says, if you're telling me that Arias Dam has the power of stira, then a Poletta should have the power of stira.
Yes, he's saying it isn't. So he's saying that because it's not...
So
it's
therefore
not,
the Rabbi concludes, apparently Poletus is not a Soser at all.
He's not a Goren.
If you're telling me, Rabbi Rosh and Rabbi Ron and Rabbi Yonah, that Poletus is also a Soteres, then it should be governed by the same classical dinim as Soteres of Arias Dam.
Okay, but it's not.
Correct? El what the Torah has exerted a cost of that it's not Soser called Zion, but nevertheless it's a Soser as Yom Echad. So if there's a din of stira, then that din of stira should apply equally to both Dam and to Poletes. Ah, you'll ask me the kasha. So why is it that the Chachomim had to worry about a Dam? The answer is because Poletes is not Soser at all. It's only Soser Lutumah,
yeah,
but
I mean.
Not Lamai.
So,
that's the right.
But it sounds to me like it comes out that the Rosh basically has to be voted to him.
No, I don't think so. I think the Rashba's logic in the Rosh is very convincing. He's saying it's not that there's one din of stira. They're two different dinim. One is a din of Zava, the other is a din of Yom Naki. And we found already a precedent for that. It's not like the Rosh discovered a whole new entity. For example, in the case of Dam Koshi, or maybe you recall, again, I don't want to confuse you, but many weeks ago we spoke about the Sidrei Tara, that Dam Belar Gosha,
yeah,
even though it's not Osir Baila on a Doraisa level,
right,
but nevertheless it's Osir Zayin Nikir. So if she has a Rias Dam without our Gosha, again, I don't want to confuse you, but I'm just saying that what we have to get used to, you know, it has to be sort of like second nature to us, is that they're two dinim in Zayin Nikim. There's one thing in Zayin Nikim that she can become a Zova, and that's it. Start a whole new counting. That's only by Rias Dam, Dam of Ziva. There's another din that might have many different permutations of the absence of a Yom Naki. And the absence of a Yom Naki is governed by different laws. And therefore the Rosh is saying that the Ravid is fooling us. He's pulling the wool over our heads. Why? Because the Ravid is saying stira equals stira equals stira. What is the stira of Zion? What is the stira of Yom Echad? It's not so. The Rosh argues against that. There's a din of Ziva, and then there's a din of Yom Naki. As far as your standards of Yom Naki are concerned, there are many kinds, types of discharges, if I can use that general term, which although they have nothing to do with Ziva, nevertheless the Torah says that's not called the Yom Naki. If you've already counted it as the Yom Naki, then those issues are totally irrelevant. And there's another din which has nothing to do with Yom Naki. That's another din that she is a Zama. In reality, she's a Zama because she had a Rias Dam.
You can distinguish between...
I'm on the Russian side here.
The Yom Naki, you can distinguish between Yom Naki of something that's metame and the Yom Naki that's something that's going to be is in the Baalo thing.
Right.
They're two separate issues. You don't have to put them together. And
no, you don't have to.
Soser is equal to Soser is equal to Soser. No. Dam is Dam. Right. That's the ikar here. So Dam is certainly Soser, and it's going to asher her to the Baal as well. But not Shem.
No question about that.
No, Chemazera.
Right.
Chemazera is a different din entirely. And that's only a din of Tuma. Has nothing to do with Isser Baalo.
Right, but the Rush's point, and I think the Rush would agree with everything you said, except for one thing.
Right.
The Rush is saying that your Raya, Ravid, from the fact that if she's Poletus, mm-hmm, no problem. That's only in a very unique case, says the Rush. That's only a proof for Yom Zion. Ain't a chinami. On Yom Zayin, you're right. She's already counted Yom Naki. Poletus is not relevant. Aye, Poletus has dinim of Tumah. That's not relevant, Labaila, right, because as far as Baila is concerned, we have a din that miksayon kekulo. But don't jump the gun, Rabbi Reifit, Rabbi Avram, and therefore prove to me that if she was poletus on Yom Vav, that she's muteris labailo. That's not a proof.
Let's go there. How do you know that?
We
don't have any sources one way or
right,
the other.
Right. Well, that's just the Rosh's opinion that ain't tovul chatzoyet, and that reflects the zichron.
No.
Right. Let's go back to the Zichron Yosef. The Zichron Yosef says that whatever is considered mitame is also so facto osar lapaila, because there are no two different dimensions. How does the Zichron Yosef know this? He knows it from Tosus at the beginning of the Masechta, who says that the law of Rishus HaYochid applies even in Sofek Nida. The only problem is, says Tosus, it can't tell me anything about Lamafreya. But if I want to know whether she's now seeing Dam or not, now why do those Dinim have any impact on Tumas Nida, as Shem Shmaitita points out? Says the Zichron Yosef, you see, in Tosfos, and now we see it in the Rosh of Ein Tumah L'Chatzoyin, that Nidah L'Baila is simply a result of the fact that she's Tumea. If, as far as Dinei Tumah is concerned, the Tumah kicks in, or alternatively, let's say the Tumah forces her to count another day, whatever the Dinim are, then the same implication applies to L'Baila. So, Rabosai, I mean, you and I might be, you know, might be inclined to, we like the lumpness that we spent an entire year on, you know, with the who remembers of any, you know, Reb Shimon Shkop. I don't know if you remember what we discussed. You know, he had two approaches, and it was very profound. And for sure, the Reifit would buy into that. But I don't want you to walk out of here and think that that's the only game in town. There's a whole other approach. And that approach seems to be very firmly anchored in the Sheet of Tosis, in the Sheet of the Rosh, in the Sheet of Rabbeinu Yonah. And we'll soon see when we get to the end of the Rashba that the Rashba says that the Ramban accepted the Sheet. And to that, the Zichron Yosef, and you've got a real, you know, I would say, Rove Gdoli Achronim Viposkim that accepted that view with all due respect to the Raivin. The Rashba himself is caught in the vine, because the Rashba is inclined to accept the Raivin. He thinks the Rabbit is right. But he can't go as far as possibly like the Rabbit, because he's got the Ramban on his back, if you know what I mean. I'm not sure historically if the Rashba ever learned by the Ramban. But he's considered a Talmud of the Ramban. In other words, it could be that the Talmidim of the Ramban were the Rashba's Rebbe. I'm not sure. Maybe the Rashba actually learned by the Ramban. And I'm sure if you take out a Wikipedia or whatever it is, you'll find out. So check me out on that one way or the other. But be that as it may, the Ramban is the Rebbe of the Rashba. Lav bil sezuch. So, you know, you can't, the Rashba is not going to just, you know, disqualify the Ramban. And therefore, he's going to have to be machmir. And in all cases of poleta shechva zera, we're going to have to require that she counts that day again. And that's going to lead us to the Tosa's conclusion that she's going to have to wait 3 days after Tashmish in order to begin counting the Nikki. Even though, on a theoretical level, the Rashba agrees with the Rife. So believe me, that I'll try for Thursday to to print out the Rashba and the Torah Sabayis. Maybe if you'll allow me, I'll leave it even, you know, because this you can do with Bar Ilan. You can bold certain lines, so because it's a long piece. And as Shaul reminds me, that I still owe you the tshuva in America about artificial insemination during Zion Nikim. And just in closing, because I got a little bit more strength towards the end, every time I take a sip of this whiskey, I mean this tea, I get a little bit more to my throat. How I'm going to get through tomorrow, I don't know. Tuesday's a wild day for me. I have like 5 shiurim on a Tuesday. But Tosfos in Bava Kama. Tosfos in Bava Kama says on Daf Yud Aleph, and the Shev Shmaita makes a big deal about this Tosfos, that the Gemara says that if you find a shilya, and you don't find the Vlad inside the Shulia, then midin safek tumah b'rishus hayochid, she's tmeah. Why? Because the Gemara says, ein miktas shilya below vlad. If we find the shilya or even part of it, we assume that she had a vlad, and therefore she's tmeah tumas nid. So Tosus says that why does the Gemara need to say that in every single case that she finds a shilya, she definitely had a vlad? Tosus wants to know, ein mix a shilya below vlad. Let's take the opposite approach. Yesh mix a shilya below vlad. But we don't know. Was there a vlad? Was there not a vlad? We can't know. It was taken away by the weasels or whatever it is. Frektosis, I don't get it. If it's Rishus HaYochid, that's usually where you find this Shilya, then, okay, Yesh Mikzah Shilya below Vlad. So what? Kol Svekesh Tayochel Ha'abos Shisayochid Svekadomit. Says Tosus, the Sugya there is talking Labaila. And Labaila, if there's no Chazaka, that she had a Leda, she's Muteris Labaila. Says the Shev Shmaitita, as opposed to the Zichron Yosef who saw it also in the beginning of Nida, that it's Hayu Hach, that the standards that apply to Tuma, Lachros HaSfekis apply to Nida, Labaila, Tosus and Babu Kalman is saying the exact opposite. Tosus is saying that as far as all Dini Sfekis is concerned, Labaila, we can be Machria Lakula whenever we have reason to do so. She's cheskes tara. Now you want to be metame b'toris leda, but you don't know. You know she saw mitzah shulia. She didn't see the vlad. You don't know. We'll be metara. The reason why we're metame is leka because ain mitzah shulia below vlad. You have a vada that she had a vlad, but otherwise we would be metame metara l'baila. Ay lituma. It's a sophie tumah. She says yachid. Says those. That's a totally different din. One din is l'baila. Another din is Litum Vitara, says the Shev Shmaita. You see from this Tosus, klar, that Tosus accepts that opinion that there are two dimensions to Nida. One is Labaila, one is Litara. Beautiful Shev Shmaita. So believe that there, I'll try. But again, you guys have to remind me if you're interested in seeing the Shev Shmaita inside. It's Mamish Osios Makakimos. It bothers me to no end that we learn Torah, we don't see it in Sinai. You know, no offense, but again, I'm going to be pretty honest here, and don't take offense here, but, you know, you fly in here to 60 seconds before I start the shiur, and you didn't see any of the source material. I mean, okay, you're all Gedoli Torah, so, I shouldn't talk to you like I'm talking to my 18-year-old students, you know, from Vassar Tzion. You know, they don't know beans until they see the sources. All right.
We're Maminim, the name Maminim, so we believe you.
No, in this case, it's there's no Amuna.